Well, brothers and sisters, 59th Street Church, it is hard to believe that this is my last sermon for all of you here at 59th Street.
各位弟兄姊妹，是今天呢，我自己和我家人呢，都是最后的在这里和大家一起敬拜神，是一个对我来说是一个很不舍得的一个时间。
I told our English congregation 2 weeks ago that I counted up the total number of sermons that I've actually preached over these 10 years.
我過去幾個星期咧，同英文部嘅弟兄姊妹講話，究竟我喺英文堂嘅講道每一個崇拜，過去十年有幾多篇道咧？講咗。
And I preached 417 sermons.
哦，原來已經有417次嘅講道。
Now I know that's not anywhere near as many as Pastor Novi has preached. He was here before I came, but it's still a lot of sermons.
Yeah, 雖然咧就可能我講嘅道未必好似有我咁多，但係咧過喺十年咧都係過去有成417次嘅講道啊。
And today is number 418.
咁加埋今次係418次。
Appropriate to end on an eight.
係
and the number eight, ending on the number eight. Here on Eighth Avenue. Yes.
係一個特別嘅係八啊，我哋出邊嘅街坊叫八大道嚇。
Yeah.So as I was thinking about what to preach on for my final sermon, I was drawn to a passage at the beginning of the book of Philippians.
當我係思想今日係依個最後嘅一次同大家要講嘅，我就選擇咗係腓立比書。
The Apostle Paul had a deep love for the church in the city of Philippi, and that love comes through his letter for them.
呢本嘅書嘅作者係保羅，佢深愛住依間嘅教會腓立比。喺依封信裏邊咧，我哋可以睇到依個嘅使徒保羅點樣深愛嘅依間教會腓立比嘅教友。
And his words at the beginning of this letter capture a lot of what I feel for all of you as a congregation。
喺依封信嘅開頭咧，就寫咗保羅點樣係。表達佢對腓立比嘅教會嘅愛，亦都好似我今日好有共鳴。點樣對你想表達今次我已經講到最後一次嘅對你哋嘅愛
？And also what Paul says to them in these opening verses conveys also a lot of my hope and my prayer for you as you continue to move on as a church even after I leave。
喺呢封嘅信裏邊，保羅對腓立比嘅教友講佢嘅希望，佢嘅禱告。俾依間嘅教會，同樣我都係希望藉著依封嘅書信，係對今日我哋五十九街嘅教會。
And so my sermon text this morning is Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11.
依卷嘅書係腓立比書第一章三到十一節。
And we'll have those verses on the screen as we read them.
咁你可以睇到後邊段嘅經文。
I think maybe I'll just read through it, and we'll have the Chinese translation on here for.
或者咧，英文堂牧師咧會讀英文，咁你可以睇住後邊嘅中文翻譯嚇。
I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Lord, please give me the words to share.Thank you for your word that gives us your words to us. And we pray that you would open our hearts to receive your word today.
我求神帝，啊，求神俾我今日将佢嘅说话好嘅宣告，亦都希望每一个弟兄姊妹听到嘅时候，能够啊接受，能够明白神嘅说话。
Amen. Well, Paul begins this letter by giving thanks to God for the Philippians.
我哋呢封信开头读到嘅时候，我哋见到保罗为呢间嘅教会向神感谢。
In verses 3 and 4, he says this, I thank my God every time I remember you. That's verse 3.
第三节这里说，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
And then he says, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
我每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
And I can really relate to Paul here.
我很有共鸣。
Over the past couple months, as I have been reflecting on my time here at 59th Street, it has often led me to give thanks to God.
在过去这段日子里面，我一直的回想在教会里面，过去的光阴，我在这里呢，都很想在这里多谢上帝。
I'm so grateful that God led me and Rochelle here to Brooklyn 10 years ago.
我感恩上帝带领了我和我一家能够在这里过去十年的Brooklyn 的侍奉。
It has been such a joy to serve as your pastor.
也都是带着喜乐的，是作为你们的牧者。
And I'm grateful that God called me here 10 years ago.
我感谢过去十年神呼召我们，我一家在这里和你侍奉。
Paul was away from the church in Philippi when he wrote this letter. But he would often remember them and pray for them, even while he was away from them.
当保罗写这封信的时候，虽然他肉身不是在腓立比的教会，但是保罗常常的在祷告里面纪念这间的教会。
So even when my family and I are in California, know that our family will often remember you as well.
当我们离开在加州的时候，我们知道我们的家人也都会纪念五十九街这间的教会。
And when we do, we will give thanks to God for all of you.
当我们这样做的时候，我们都会为你们去感谢上帝。
You're the first congregation that I served as a lead pastor.
你们的英文堂是我第一个的侍奉的教会的主任牧师。
All three of our kids were born here in Brooklyn.
我三个小孩都在 Brooklyn 这里出世的。
And so this city and this congregation will always have an incredibly special place in our hearts.
我想同你讲，你哋同埋呢个嘅城市喺我哋嘅心目中都有特别嘅一个嘅地位。
I'm so proud that I can say my three kids were born in Brooklyn.
我引以为傲就系我三个细路仔都喺布伦呢度出世嘅。
In verse 8, Paul says this: God can testify how I long for all of you. With the affection of Christ Jesus.
第八节，我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我作的见证。
And I know that when we leave, there will be times when I will feel just like Paul did here in this letter.
我知道咧，当我离开的时候，就好似保罗呢一个嘅感受一样。
Because you have been our family. During these 10 years.
因为过去这十年里面，你都在我们的家庭的生活当中。
And we will miss living life with all of you.
我们会不会忘记你们在我们的一生里面。
I will miss our church lunches in the basement.
我们都不会忘记在祷父里面，我们有美好的吃午饭的时间。
I will miss our Tuesday night prayer meetings. I will miss the different small groups that I've had the opportunity to lead over these last 10 years.
我亦都唔会忘记我同大家带领嘅唔同嘅小组过喺十年里边。
I will miss the community barbecues that we have over the summer with Youth Works.
我亦都唔会忘记每年暑假有社区嘅 barbecue.
I'll miss our Easter candy hunt. For the kids with candy raining down from the balcony.
我亦都唔会忘记每逢嘅复活节咧，啲细路仔喺度咧系搵糖啊，嗰啲糖咧喺上边嗰个 balcony 嗰度咧 係跌落嚟咁啊，佢哋去揾下。
I will miss serving communion to you.
我都唔會忘記每一個月一次嘅同你守聖餐。
I will miss singing hymns and praise songs in this sanctuary.
我唔會忘記每一個主日同大家一齊嘅唱詩讚美神。
I will miss preaching from this pulpit.
我都唔會忘記每一個主日我喺度宣講神嘅道。
I will miss the many conversations and phone calls and visits and shared experiences with all of you.
我都唔會忘記好多嘅對話、電話、探訪，所有嘅同你分享嘅經歷，我都唔會忘記。
As Paul says, I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
正如保羅依度第八節咁講。
But there's a particular reason that Paul says all this, that he thanks God every time he remembers the Philippians and why he prays for them with joy.
但係依度咧有一個特別嘅原因係保羅咧係要向上帝好感謝上帝嘅，因為有一樣嘢佢好記得依間教會腓立比嘅教會有一樣嘅東西。
In verse 5, he says that it is because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
就是第五節句啊，因為從頭一天啊，直到如今，你們是同心合意興旺福音。
And that word in verse 5, partnership, is the Greek word koinonia.
依個字嗰個夥伴啊，就是咧喺希臘文裏邊嘅 koinonia， 解團契、相交嘅意思。
It means a close association that involves mutual interests and sharing together.
就係有一個好特別嘅、好近嘅，即係好聯合嘅，亦都係互相有一個共同嘅興趣，一個嘅分享嘅意思。
And it's sometimes translated fellowship or communion.
團契或者係小組相交。
And Paul says that it is their partnership in the gospel.
福音裏邊，保羅話依個腓立比係同佢咧係一個福音嘅夥伴。
This is not a partnership based on being related to each other.
依個嘅福音嘅夥伴唔係建基於普通嘅一個嘅友誼。
It's not based on their cultural or ethnic background.
唔係一個普通嘅一個文化或者係種族嘅背景。
It's not based on their socioeconomic status.
亦都唔係一個社會嘅地位。
Or their age or life stage.
亦都唔係單乎在乎係年紀或者係生命邊一個階段。
Or their political affiliation.
或者都唔係在乎任何一個政治嘅一個嘅一個理解。
Or their behavior.
甚至係佢哋嘅行為。
No, the thing that binds them and us together is the gospel.
能夠將佢哋係走埋一齊嘅係福音依個嘅唯一嘅將佢哋成為夥伴。
It is the good news of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ in His life and death and resurrection.
依個嘅福音就係聖經所講嘅，上帝為人類喺基督裏邊有一個好嘅消息，就係為人而生、為人而死、為人而復活。
And so during these 10 years, we have been partners in the gospel.
所以過去十年裏面，我好想同你講，我哋喺福音裏面，我同你係福音嘅夥伴。
And even after our family moves to California, we will still be partners in the gospel.
縱使我哋將會搬去加州，但係我哋都係福音嘅夥伴。
And so this morning, I just want to look at three very brief ways that we're partners in the gospel together.
所以今朝早我好想用三點去解釋係乜嘢叫福音嘅夥伴。
And the first is that we are partners in the gospel by believing.
第一個，我哋能夠成為福音嘅夥伴，因為我哋都相信呢個福音。
In verse 7, Paul says, "All of you share in God's grace with me."
第七節呢度講就係，我為你們眾人有這樣的意念。原是應當，因你們常在我心裡。
Paul saw the Philippian believers as those who had received God's grace, just as he had received God's grace.
保羅睇到依班腓立比嘅教友，佢哋接受咗上帝嘅恩典， 就正如他接受了上帝恩典一样。
This is the foundational way that we are partners in the gospel. It is by receiving God's grace.
这个是一个很重要的一环，就是呢，我们成为福音伙伴，我们每一个你和我都已经接受了上帝的好的恩典。
His grace is his undeserved favor toward us.
其实这个的上帝的恩典，我们是不配接受的。
And we receive God's grace when we believe the gospel.
当我们很愿意相信这个福音所讲的时候，我们其实就接受着神的恩典了。
This good news of God's grace to us in Jesus Christ.
这个的好消息，神的恩典在基督耶稣里面我们找到。
My primary identity is not a pastor.
我想告诉你听，我最主要的身份不是一个牧师。
It is a sinner who has been saved by God's grace alone.
而是一个蒙恩得救在耶稣基督里面的罪人。
Because I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior.
因为我相信耶稣基督是我的个人的救主。
And so the primary thing that binds me to all of you is sharing in God's grace together.
所以今天我能够跟你是成为伙伴呢，是因为我们都有同一个上帝的恩典。
I need his grace.
我需要这个恩典。
Just as you need his grace.
你们都是。
And this is a partnership that we have with every believer around the world.
这个的福音的伙伴，其实在这个世界里面，我们都是福音的伙伴，只要我们是相信。
And every believer throughout history.
在过去历史都是。
It is a partnership that will continue even when I'm in California.
这个的福音伙伴将会继续，甚至我们搬出去加州，我们仍然都是一个福音的伙伴。
And it is a partnership that will ultimately extend into eternity.
直到永恒的。
And so my primary prayer for you is that you would believe the gospel.
所以我今天为你们的一个很重要的祷告，就是你们一定要相信圣经所讲的福音。
That you would believe there is a God who created you.
你们要相信上帝是按着他的形象做男做女。
And who loves you.
爱你。
And who accepts you.
和接受你。
That despite your sin, your selfishness, and your failure to keep God's law.
纵使你的罪，纵使你的自私，纵使你的失败，不能够是守上帝的律法。
Jesus Christ has paid for your sin in full on the cross with his own life.
但是基督耶稣为我们过去的这些瑕疵已经付上，在十字架里面付出了。
So you are forgiven.
你已经被饶恕。
You are accepted.
你都被接受。
You are loved.
你已经被爱。
Believe this good news.
相信这个的在圣经所讲的好的福音。
And the second way that we are partners in the gospel is by proclaiming this gospel.
第二点，我们能够是成为伙伴的福音，是因为我们宣讲这个的福音。
When the Philippians received the gospel from Paul, they began to proclaim the gospel to others in their community.
当这班的腓立比的信徒接受福音，从保罗的身上，他们开始去跟其他人去讲这个福音。
So even though Paul wasn't present in Philippi anymore, he saw the believers there as his partners in proclaiming the gospel to their community.
纵使保罗不是跟他们一起，但是他们看到这班的腓立比的信徒是他的福音伙伴，因为他们继续的去广传这个，宣讲这个在这个城市里面的福音。
Our church, 59th Street Church, has had a long history of proclaiming the gospel in this community.
59街的教会是过去这么多年里面是忠心地是将这个福音在这个社区里面传开，是已经有一段的历史。
Whether it was to Norwegian immigrants in its early years,
或者是早期的挪威的移民，
or to gang members in the 1970s,
或者是甚至在1970年代的一些的是gang 一些的黑社会的坏分子下，
or to Chinese immigrants from the 1980s until today,
或者去到1980年代的中国的移民。
This church has faithfully proclaimed the gospel for 109 years.
我们教会 在過去109年都是忠心地去宣講這個福音。
And over the past 10 years, I have been so privileged to play a small part in that big, big story of this church.
在過去10年裏面，我很榮幸能夠成為這個五十九街其中一份的歷史去宣講福音。
It's been such a joy to be a part of proclaiming the gospel here in Brooklyn during these 10 years with all of you.
對於我來講，我是一個非常大有喜樂的，是能夠在過去十年裏面將神的福音傳過在這個社區裏面。
And now because of COVID, we're even proclaiming the gospel to the world through the internet.
雖然呢，過去這兩年呢，有疫情，但是我們可以用現在的科技呢，繼續的是在網上宣講神的福音。
And although our family is moving to California, we will continue to be partners in proclaiming the gospel with all of you.
雖然我哋屋企，我哋家庭將會係搬去加州，但係我哋會仍然嘅係福音嘅夥伴，同你一齊嘅去宣講神嘅福音。
I'm so thankful that Pastor Brandon is stepping into the interim pastor role for our English department.
首先我要好感謝就係年青嘅牧者Pastor Brandon 咧，願意係作為我哋英文堂嘅一個嘅代任牧師。
Because I know that he has a passion to proclaim the gospel in this community.
因為我知道佢有一個使命，都願意繼續喺呢個社區裏邊去宣告福音。
And I know that God is going to use him and Pastor Novi and Pastor Stephen and all of you to continue to proclaim the gospel here in Brooklyn.
我知道神會繼續用Pastor Brandon， 我同埋Pastor Stephen 繼續嘅喺呢個社區裏邊。去宣揚佢嘅福音。
And as you do that, know that our family will be praying for you.
同埋你哋，如果當你係宣告福音、宣揚福音嘅時候，我哋會一直嘅喺加州裏邊都為你禱告。
And as our family moves to Pasadena, we will be joining a new congregation in proclaiming the gospel in that community.
當我哋去到新嘅地方喺加州呢個城市叫 Pasadena 嘅時候，我哋都會配合當地嘅新嘅一班嘅。羊群會同佢哋喺當地嘅社區去宣講福音添。
I will be serving Emmanuel Lutheran Brethren Church。
我係會喺加州嘅一間教會叫以馬內利嘅信義弟兄會裏面侍奉。
Which also has a long and rich history of proclaiming the gospel in their city。
喺呢間教會亦都係有一段好長嘅歷史咧，就喺當地裏邊去宣講、宣傳、去宣揚福音嘅。
I know that you will be praying for our family as we move across the country.
我相信你會為我哋嘅家庭，當我哋離開之後，你會為我哋禱告。
But even more than that, I want to ask you to pray for the ministry of Emmanuel in Pasadena.
我更加希望你為我依間新嘅教會以馬內利嘅信義弟兄會係宣揚福音嘅繼續嘅為依間教會禱告。
That as they proclaim the gospel.That people will come to faith in Jesus Christ through that proclamation.
更加希望喺一個新嘅地方，你嘅禱告有更多人認識耶穌基督。
I will be encouraging them to pray for all of you, and I ask you to pray for Emmanuel in Pasadena as well.
當我去到當地依間嘅新教會，我都會鼓勵當地嘅教友為我哋依一度嘅麥九街嘅教會係繼續宣揚福音，係禱告。
Because this is one of the ways that we can partner in proclaiming the gospel even when we're far apart. It's through prayer.
这个就是为什么我们是叫福音伙伴，因为我们是透过祷告去宣扬福音，所以我们能够成为福音的伙伴。
We do this with the missionaries that we support as they are proclaiming the gospel in other parts of the world, right? We join them as we pray for them.
过去一直有很多的去海外的宣教士去宣扬福音，就是因为我哋為佢哋嘅禱告。
Well, the third and final way that we are partners in the gospel is by living in response to the gospel.
第三個亦都係最後嘅，我哋成為福音夥伴就係為福音而活。
When we believe the gospel, it changes us. It changes how we live our lives.
當我哋相信福音嘅時候，我哋相信係會改變我哋嘅生活嘅。
We begin to live in response.To what God has done for us.
我哋嘅生活系我哋嘅生命会改变，因为上帝为我哋曾经所付出嘅。
And this is what Paul prays for the Philippians in the last verses 9-11 in our text.
喺呢段嘅圣经里边就系保罗为呢一班腓立比教友嘅祷词所讲嘅第9同第11节。
So in verse 9, he says, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight."
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
Paul prays that there would be an increase in love in the Philippians.
保罗这里的祷告就是希望腓立比的教会的爱多而又多。
Now he doesn't specify who he's wanting the Philippians to love. So it probably means love in a very broad sense.
保罗没有特别指出哪一个他要腓立比教会去爱多而又多，应该是讲紧是以一个宏观的，是代表要这班的教会是爱多而又多。
Love for God.
为上帝去爱。
Love for each other.
是为他们众人。
And love for their neighbors.
和他们的邻舍。
And he wants their love to grow in knowledge and depth of insight.
他希望腓立比这班教友的爱呢，是在知识上，在一个的认知上更加深，也都是更加多。
That they would know how best to love God and others.
所以他们可以更加知道怎样去爱神，和爱他们身边的邻舍。
And this is my prayer for you as a congregation.
这个也是我对你的祷告。
That you would grow and deepen in love.
继续的在爱里面更加增加他的认识，更加的对他的了解，为上帝，为众人，为你的邻舍。
In love for God,
为上帝咯。
In love for each other,
为你哋肢体之间咯。
And love for your neighbors,
为你哋嘅邻舍咯。
It can be difficult to love people who are different from you.
我知道其实要去爱人同你哋有唔同嘅时候系好难嘅。
And within our own congregation, there is a lot of difference.
甚至喺我哋嘅教友当中都有好多唔同。
Different cultures,
唔同嘅文化。
Different political opinions,
有不同的政治的意见。
Different generations,
不同的年纪的世代。
Different food preferences,
甚至我们的食的口味都不同。
That is one of the things I love about our congregation.
这个就是我们要去明白这种的爱。
But I pray that you will embrace those differences too and see them as a gift.
我的祷告再次希望你们能够包容这些各个的不同，成为看来是一个礼物。
That you would grow in knowledge and depth of insight into how to love each other well.
叫你这个爱在知识上，在那个理解里面更加深。
And I pray that you would grow to know how to love people in this community.
我亦都喺度再次为你哋祷告，就系希望你嘅爱喺呢个社区里边做一个美好嘅见证。
There are so many people in this neighborhood who have not heard the gospel.
喺呢个社区有好多人都真系未听过一个好嘅消息嘅。
And for most of them, they will not just wander into one of our worship services.
系对于出边嘅好多嘅街坊。他们都是只不过在我们的这个教堂里面呢是走过。
And so part of the challenge that you as a congregation will need to continue to discern how to love the people in this neighborhood in tangible ways so that they would be open to hearing the reason why we love them, which is Jesus Christ.
所以我们的挑战就是在这个分别到怎样去爱这班的人，在这个社区里面我们用什么很实体的方法可以叫他们知道我们教会是对他们是显出基督的爱。
There's more that Paul prays for the Philippians in verses 10 and 11 as well, but I want to close with just a final word of encouragement to you.
在保罗的第十和十一节以下这样说。
In verse 6, back in verse 6,
好，我们看第六节先。
Paul says this, being confident of this,that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
Paul was able to pray with joy for the Philippians even though he wasn't with them in person because of this fact.
纵使保罗 在肉身上不能够同这班的腓立比的教友，但是在他的祷告里面呢，是仍然带有喜乐的。
Because he was confident that God, who had begun a good work in them, would carry it to completion.
因为这个圣经，保罗相信上帝已经开始了一个的工作，亦都会继续的，上帝会感动这班的腓立比教友去完成。
Brothers and sisters of 59th Street Church, I am confident of this too.
59街各位弟兄姊妹，我对你们都有这个信心。
That God, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion.
因为上帝已经开始了这个工作，亦都会叫你继续的去完成。
And you can be confident of this too.
所以你都希望带着一个信心。
Because it is God's work.
这个是神已经开始了的工作。
He is the one who began a good work in you.
在你里面他已经开始了。
Both individually and as a congregation.
个人的或者是以整体教会的。
And he is faithful.
这位神我们知道他是信实的。
He will carry that good work on to completion.
上帝会叫这个美好的工作是完成的。
It won't be fully complete until the day of Christ Jesus.
我们知道当耶稣基督再来的时候是才会完成。
Until Christ returns or until he calls you home.
或者等到上帝呼召我们回天家。
But he will continue to work in you until that day comes.
他会继续的在你的生活当中，生命当中引领你帮他完成，直到他再回来。
So be encouraged.
请你被鼓励。
Believe the gospel.
相信这个福音。
Proclaim the gospel.
宣告这个福音。
Live in response to the gospel.
为福音而活。
And rest in the confidence that God is at work.
将你这个信心是投于上帝，因为上帝已经开始了工作。
And he will carry out that good work until it is complete.
他会继续的是履行他的工作，直到是完成。
Let's pray.
我们做一个的祈祷。
God, I thank you for the good work that you began in this congregation 109 years ago.
神啊，我们多谢你，你在我们的教会109年前已经开始了这个福音的工作。
When you began to reach people with the gospel in this city of Brooklyn so many years ago.
当你开始这个福音工作的时候。
I thank you for the fact that you have continued to use this church over these 109 years to reach countless people with the gospel.
我首先要感谢就是神啊，你使用我们过109年过去不同的教友。
And Lord, I know that you have more that you want to do through this congregation into the future.
上帝，我知道你的工作还有很多是等待我们是继续去将你的福音传开。
Thank you for the gift of being able to be a part of this ministry over these last 10 years.
多谢你过去这十年里面，我能够是同这班弟兄姊妹是一同的去宣讲这个福音。
Thank you for the ways that this congregation has shaped me as a pastor.
亦都多谢这班教友是使我塑造我是怎样成为一个他们的牧者。
Thank you for the beloved friendships that have been formed with over these 10 years.
多谢你过去十年里面我同他建立的友谊。
Thank you for the partnership in the gospel that we have had.
多谢你神啊，我们过去十年里面成为福音的伙伴。
And I thank you that even as our family moves to California, that partnership will continue.
纵使我和我一家将会搬去加州，但是我们相信我们仍然在这里和这班教友都是福音的伙伴。
And I pray, Lord, that you would continue to lead this church to believe the gospel and proclaim the gospel and live in response to the gospel.
我祷告就是上帝啊，求你叫这班的教友就是相信福音去宣告福音，亦都为福音而活。
You are our vision, Lord.
你是我们的意象。
Be the vision of this church into the future.
我求你这个意象成为我们教会的目标。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名。
Amen.
阿门。